go ahead and call the meeting order. If you would, please stand with the pledge. Salute the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and all the blessings you've shown us. Lord, we ask your guidance and your presence tonight as we go into this meeting to conduct the business of our town. We ask now that you go with us as we go to our individual houses and individual homes. Let us live with your peace, your power, and your protection. We ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, first up on the agenda is the approval of November 18th, 2025 meeting minutes. Anyone got any questions? Not. Any motion?
I'm going to motion to approve the minutes for November.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Motion carries, all opposed. All right, number three is approval of the November 2025 financial statements. Okay with that, so if you have any questions, you need to answer for you, you're happy to do that. Leslie, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Any questions?
We seriously made 3 cents on motor vehicle capital sales tax.
Yeah, that's not much of mine.
Did they like mail a check or how'd that even come?
They wasted the stamp. Have a motion? Have a second? All in favor? Motion carries, Mike. All right, number four, as you know, Miss Sue has been working contract labor for us for 7 or 8 months now. She kind of filled in with Chris left and Terry was on part-time. So they have been, want to see how they worked out together. So they've both been doing a great job filling in the maintenance duties. So at this time, we'd like to approve to move her to part-time maintenance. It won't change anything other than she'll stop receiving the 1099 and she'll start paying taxes. So, any questions on that? Do we have a motion to move her to part-time maintenance?
I'll make a motion to move Ms. to part-time maintenance.
Second?
I'll
second. All in favor? Motion carries, none opposed. Number five will be an update on the old school improvements. We're moving along pretty good over there. Kitchen is about 90% completed. Tomorrow, the new countertops will be going in. Hot water heater will be hooked up, and the stove will be hooked up. So we are seeing a lot of rentals over there right now. I think we have 3 this month, Leslie, is that correct? So 3 rentals over there, maybe 4. We bought some new tables so the maintenance department didn't have to move those backwards between the event center because the event center and those are having a lot of rentals, so we're kind of getting scarce on tables. So there's 15 new tables over there, and y'all come over and have a Christmas party with us Tuesday. So I think that should have everything on that. But anyone have any questions on the old school? This next year with all the improvements, we probably, some folks have told us we're a little on the low end on the rentals. With some of the improvements and stuff that's been made, new kitchen in there, full kitchen, we'll probably increase it a little bit just to make sure that we recoup some of the funds that we spent. All right, nothing else. That's just information only. We'll go to the table thing from last meeting when I wasn't here and discuss the auditorium. So, yeah, I think you just told them about the situation and showed some pictures, what's going on with it. Does anyone have any questions, suggestions, or anything on it? This will just be kind of discussion again. I don't think we'll make any, do anything tonight.
If we bring the auditorium down, obviously we burned the old home ec building. How would we bring the auditorium down?
You won't be able to burn it.
Can't burn it, right. It's too close to everything else.
That's correct. I did have someone reach out a while back, and they said, can't believe y'all burnt down on that building. Wish you'll let us know. We would like to have the wood out of it. Well, we only announced that for 3 years. So I know those folks, and I'll be happy. I wish they have moved back to the area, so I'll be happy to contact them and see if they would like to purchase any of the wood out of it. The roof situation, you know, I don't know if you can salvage any of that. You may could. It's really pieced a lot. That's kind of what the issue is. That caused it to leak is all the pieces of the joints and stuff.
Are you talking about them removing it themselves? Because I get my leg starts moving up and down a little bit on that one.
Yeah, that would definitely be some liability stuff would have to be worked out. And another thing, there's also an option we've talked about, the CDBG grant. It's $350,000 from the government to remove things of that sort. And also, I have a citizen reach out about a porch on their home that was in bad shape. I wanted to know if there was any government funds to help fix their porch. I don't know of any government funds to help, you know, a private citizen fix that. Now, the CDBG grant, if this community and we vote on that, a portion could go to remove that building, and then give those funds to other people in the community that would help do maintenance to their house. Not like, hey, we're getting granite countertops, like falling down porches or something, you know, paint or something of that sort. But you'd have to, you gotta have, you know, 3 town meetings to make that happen. So. And we've wrapped that pretty much closed up. And I would really approach the grant side of it, because I don't really want to spend $40,000 of town funds to take down the building. It would really need to be the CDBG grant that we go for to do that. So if that's something we want to do, that'll be rolling around this next year, probably February. We need to start now looking into that. I think that's the better, on the taxpayer side of using taxpayer monies, that's the better way to go about it. Any discussion? And that'll be a new match. If you stay below $350,000, we won't have to match again. It'll be a kind of like a deal with the senior center and the other portion of the high school. We'll be taking that. So do you want me to start looking into the CDBG grant?
I think it's
definitely
something to look into for sure.
What is on the inside? Did you see it? You said somebody might want something longer. What is in there that's still new?
I guess some of the old hardwood floors and things that hasn't had water damage. But the thing that concerns me is when we went in there and had the inspector look at it, I had no clue that underneath the footings and stuff were rotten out. So I don't know how the floor is still standing. The other side that has collapsed. You know,
the bleachers on both sides have fell in.
That's right, just about.
But the floor didn't get any water damage to it?
One side of it did. Now, right in the center did not. The stage area is okay. But
I would find the liability of allowing anybody. Mm-hmm. Scares me.
And that's like when we listed the old Ag Home Ec building, it sold on gut deals. And the lady passed away, and then, you know, they were going to either send the government back to the state, and they gave us the money. So we got the money off of it, and then still had to dispose of it, and they were liable for the removal. So GovDeals had to do some special stuff and some amendments and everything to make that happen. So it's a long, drawn-out thing, but you have to make sure, too, when they tear it down, that they take all of it, or you left with it.
Yeah.
So the CDBG grant would probably be the best way to go and just have it removed and haul off. Make a great parking lot. Addition for the 911 usage there and the event center.
Yeah, they desperately need parking. They really do.
Yeah, they just
have the road.
They just actually expanded on the building for the ambulance down there, so that's taking up some of their parking as well. So, all right. So we'll just, I'll go ahead and start looking at the CDBG grant for removal, and then we'll set up what we need to do, and Lance will be happy to talk with Ms. Kathleen down there, I'm sure.
Mayor, are you going to postpone the discussion, or?
Let's just go ahead and get a motion and go on and have me look into the CDBG grant for removal and do that. Let's just do that.
I'll make the motion to investigate a CDBG grant for demolition of the old auditorium.
All right, do I have a second?
Okay.
All in favor?
All right.
Motion carries on opposed. All right. Number 7, discuss naming of the old school on County Road 18. So, need some ideas. I can't come up with anything I like. That's something we can wait and think about, or y'all can throw some stuff out. I don't know.
I always come back to something something at the old school. I know it's long, but like everybody knows it as the old school, so I don't. That's where my mind always goes. Community center at the old school.
Do we want to think about it? And y'all let me know January meeting. That way, I can still have time to get in for the grant for Alabama Foundation that just opened and closes in February.
Does it have to be alumni of the old school? Have any thoughts?
Yeah.
Who is that in here? Oh, Rob, I'm sorry.
Shirley's not here.
Shirley's not here. I don't remember. You know, when you found stuff, when he went to the archives and dug up all that stuff, did anybody's name stand out in here?
No, and the name of the school didn't even stand out in all of that research I did. It was crazy.
What was the whole name?
There was literally not one. It was just kind of like the school on 18. It was not named after anybody. It was not named. It wasn't called the Rockford School. It was literally, everybody just referred to it as the school.
You want to do the Tom Young Memorial Old School or something? Memorial?
I'd rather not be memorial.
Honorary.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you know something I don't know.
I just want to wait and keep around some stuff.
I've thought about a contest.
The old school on 18.
The old school on 18.
I've thought about a contest of some sort. I mean, not contest.
Or put out a vote survey on the line, and then if I don't like it, I'll say
that. Get the citizens involved in it.
I like the old school on 18. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
That's what everyone says. The old school on 18.
I just hate to veer too far off of that, because then it's people confuse it with the event center, or people confuse it with any of the other schools in the community, and I just...
I'm digging the Tom Young thing.
Old school. 18.
You got a great idea.
Center, or just old school on 18?
Old school community center.
Old school community center. I don't hate that.
I'll work with Amanda to get the update on the GPS so you don't end up on Kingsbridge Road.
I also don't mind opening it up for some public input. Somebody might have some brilliant plan that my brain wouldn't come up with.
Yeah, I like those going on my team though.
Well, I mean, you know, if you come back to us, you know, let the people if they have to tell them something.
Yeah.
And you know, let's just get you something outside.
Yeah. Let's do that. I like that. But I'm going to stick with that, and I'll just open it up and see what we come up with. You do that? Mm-hmm. We need a motion or anything on that, Tom?
We'll just postpone it and say, you know, that table. We learned something about not tabling. Just postpone it to the next meeting.
We'll just table next meeting.
No, postpone it. Postpone it.
Table it. It's a table forever.
Forever. That's right. There you go. All right. All right. Y'all don't come up with that crazy now. All right, number eight. This seems to be the topic here lately. So discuss animal control. So as y'all know, we have a leash law. We also have an ordinance. What's in our ordinance? And here lately, we've got some sane animals that continue to roam through town. And I don't mind helping anyone. I've taken some dogs home before and all that stuff, but I think we're probably up at like 16 or 18 times, you know. That's excessive. Chief took out an ordinance letter one time. And the main thing is containing it while someone comes to get it. So we locked it up at the sheriff's office two times. I think I've looked out here at the building, and we have a little area with some grass over to the side where the area is. We have to put some around it. Think about seeing it's very minimal, probably a 6-foot area across to put in a little gate and something. That way, if something happens, we can contain it. All right, the biggest problem is when we get strays. Leslie spent some time the other day and called maybe three animal shelters, Leslie?
Two.
And they both told you they would not take from Coosa County, is that correct? So that's a problem we run into. What do we do with them when we get them? You know, we can't house them forever.
Are they all strays?
Majority of them's not. Most of the time.
Do we know who they belong to? Mm-hmm.
The last two strays that we knew were strays or figured out were strays, that mama dog and then that other little dog that I was actively helpful in trying to figure out what to do with. I called animal shelters and rescue groups and nobody would help us.
Hubbard donated one out, I think. Mm-hmm. Found her home.
Oh, and I found another one. Yeah.
And that's about, we just rely on each other. I've taken them home. I got a strap out of my truck and drove them across the four-way, took them home, locked them up in the fence. So it's just, it's a never-ending thing, but there's no right answer or no solution to the problem because there's not an animal shelter. And every other animal shelter in every other county is at capacity.
Well, this might be a question for Tom, but if they're strays, can you not take them just have them put down? I mean, if you know they're straight.
Yeah, no, that's, therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
You know, what may look like a stray to you and me from a pedestrian view, maybe somebody else's dog. You know, the problem, and I've been through this a couple of times and happened to be the president of the Humane Society down that place that turned y'all down. I had nothing to do with that. But we are at capacity, you know, but the problem is you've got a law enforcement aspect to this. Because you got leash laws, which I'm happy to hear. I didn't realize y'all had that, but we had that, and that's wonderful. But you've got a way to enforce it. You know, whether it be, what do you do about the owners let them run at large, and then what do you do about the ones that are vicious, and what do you do? You know, which comes down to, is there going to be the necessity for an animal shelter? And I can tell you, our group has run one for 30 years. It's not an expense you want to get into.
Mm-hmm.
It's 24/7, period. And it is very expensive to do that. And they had a huge benefactor down there that got them started 30 years ago, but even that organization is old and mature and well-run as it is. You know, it's financial strain. You know, 24/7, you got to care for these animals. So, it's a hard call. I mean, what you do, because you're fortunate you only had a couple here and there you had to lock up. But what happens when you have a half dozen?
Right.
You know, what happens when somebody demands that, hey, you got a leash law. These people are not, you know, observing it. What do you do? And I don't have answers tonight, but I'm telling you, it's problematic.
That's something I want you to look into on that side. Another thing to note about our ordinance, it also states that, and I understand, don't want to be cruel, everybody wants to feed them, okay, just like feral cats. You're really not helping them feed them if you continue to do it, because they're feral for a reason. They need to kill rats and stuff. But with that being said, when you do feed them, in our ordinance, then that becomes yours.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, my wife would have a thousand by now.
So, and that's another thing.
Mayor, do we have an animal at large code also, or is it just a leash law?
It should be animal code at large.
Okay, so that prevents somebody from owning an animal and saying, well, my dog stays in my yard, so I don't need a leash, which is true.
Right.
But now it says, no, you have to have fence that meets code.
But don't most of those leash laws say if they're in your yard, they've got to be under your control? And that's a distinction.
Right.
You can't say they're in my, 100 by 100 yards, so I don't have to be out there watching them, because that doesn't help anybody. They go run off, run after a car, run after a person, all those things we're trying to protect against.
And some folks do a great job of keeping them in their fence and stuff. I had the storm come through, knocked our fence down, ours come up, in town. That happens. Not saying that, but it's the repeat, same animal all the time,
Are there return charges if your dog's picked up, cat, whatever, then in order to retrieve them, there's a fee that goes with that?
That's what I want you to look into.
Okay.
Because that's where you get attention. When people start paying fines and those sorts and hit the pocketbook, that's when people open their eyes.
Right.
So I want you to look into that. We don't mind helping, but we can't continue to every single couple of days the same animal is out. Because they're going to get mowed down at 231, and several of them has happened.
I can tell you, it's a quality of life for the animal. Everybody thinks it's, keeping them penned up, but it's a hell of a lot better than, or heck of a lot better than running 231 and getting hit and all that sort of thing.
From my experience of working in the veterinary industry for so long, you'd be hard pressed to find a veterinarian who's going to put down healthy dogs.
Yeah.
And now, and even the shelters, they're not going to put down a dog that you just walk in and say, I want this dog euthanized.
No.
But a veterinarian is not going to euthanize a healthy dog. They're going to be like, no, that's not what we're in the business for. We're in the business to keep them alive and healthy, not put them down. Like, I get it. I understand the thought behind it, but a veterinarian's not going to do it.
And I see it this way, too. I mean.
And then we'd also incur the expense of doing it. Sorry.
It's not expensive.
An animal is to me, it's a responsibility just like a child. So, got to be responsible. Go ahead.
What would help us from the law enforcement side is handwritten warning book that we can knock out, and then a handwritten non-traffic violation book. Not a, man, I brought your dog back here. I don't want your dog in my car all day. Or in the answer, I can't put your dog in my car, so I walk your dog home. I need something right then where I can say, hey, listen, I understand you're having a hard time. Here's your warning. Not, I have to come back to the office and knock something out on a computer. So maybe we can get with the DA's office and see if they've got a box of them sitting around. Nothing needs to change because the ordinance is all.
Well, let me suggest, too, that we might want to check in with your brethren at the Elk City Animal Control. Because I'm sure they've lived through all of that with whatever they cite folks and that kind of thing, because they've got at large, they've got.
If we're going to put a fence up, we have to have someone that would be willing to take the animal. What we run to in Chilton County was when they no longer have the animals, it's a shelter now, they don't have the animal control anymore, is we would say we pick a dog up, cause that's not my dog, man. We don't have any way of proving that. Well, we've just put that dog in a fence. We've given it food. Now it's ours.
Mm-hmm.
And if no one will take it, now we're paying someone to come up on the weekends and feed it. Do you think? Now, I think having the ability, tornado hits or something, we've got 13 out, and we can just kind of corral them real quick just to help the community. I think having one is great, but making it a habit without citing these people is going to be.
Right, I agree with that. And we don't want to break our own order.
And that could be something, too, is you write a ticket, we take the dog, they come back, get the dog. The judge may very well use that as a tool to do a deferred prosecution. Oh, hey, you've done right, you went and picked up your dog, you didn't make Rockford take care of your dog, whatever, we'll dismiss this. I think it'll give the court system the ability to have leniency with responsible owners that made a mistake versus knuckleheads that don't want to take care of their animals.
Right. Well, and it will be minimal, but the fence scenario as well is, speaking of that, Hubbard has Coda, which is a canine that's been used several times. He also could use that to not right. have to keep his canine in the car all the time and stuff. Like the other day when we had the vent here, you know, he left it at home just not having to sit in the car all day because, you know, ACs can go out and stuff. So probably still look into doing that.
I think it's big to have, absolutely.
There's just a lot of moving parts with that. It seems to be an easy fix, and it's really not.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's got to be one, but you're going, where do you house them? And you got laws on the books that says, we got to pick them up, but what do you do when you pick them up? Who's caring for them then? Where's that expense? If there's fines and court costs, what are they going to be, you know?
And another thing, I mean, we've had it, and I'm not going to try to get on the soapbox here, but, you know, hey, animals are running crazy, you need to do something about it. Everybody always wants the government to solve the issue, you know, and as many as times as I can share out on there that they're giving or doing the $30 things at PetSense, go get your animal, you know, vouchers fixed. The amount of people from Coos County that's going to do that is very minimal. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just can't make them do it, you know. But then they rely on the government to fix the issue and you know, love to help, but there are certain things that we can and can't do. I mean, we can only call so many times to try to get animal shelters to take them when they won't do it. So I had high hopes for ours, but, you know, we all know how that works. So.
Well, but you know that we saw that one coming.
Right.
No kill, six pins, I mean, six animals, we're done. You know, but.
All right, any more discussion on that? Yeah, we're going to postpone that. Glad you went to that municipal class, but postpone a little bit. All right, number nine is Alabama Power updates. So Alabama Power, they're open for the grant right now for the foundation for the sign. So we'll, this just update thing. And then also I've had several calls from citizens in the area. Here lately we've had some power outages. And so, you know, sometimes you can't help what's gonna happen with the power. It's just gonna happen. Things happen, limbs fall down. It's dry outside, limbs break. But I did talk to them about some of our systems and updates and some of the stuff being older in here, and they have looked and they're going to update some of the stuff to kind of help with that. They can't solve all the issues, you know, but I just wanted to update if y'all receive any calls, you know, we've got with them, we've talked with them, and they're going to update some of the systems to help with things going down. Squirrels on the lines, trees falling, can't do anything like that. People wrecking and hit fire poles, nothing you did. But other than that, that is it. So, have a motion to anything else? All right. Thank y'all for this weekend for a great parade. Thanks for all the help. Shirley's not here to thank for all that candy. Robert, appreciate you driving that little tractor. Man, helping out. Y'all did a great job on that. Had a great parade. Everybody seemed to be happy. Do it again next year. Nothing more.
Who won what?
Well, first place winner for the decorate contest was Kimberly Crow on Cusada Street. Second place was Doris on Martha Lane. Third place was Rebecca on 231.
22.
Yeah, 22. And then the three people tied for first place.
Floats.
Oh, yeah, floats. So that would be Key Club in your little tractor. Who was that?
Sheriff's
Office and Girl Scouts.
And then the vehicles were David Vincent with the car, and then Kelly Stroud with the truck, and then Jamie Stroud with his truck.
So.
Next year, we're
going to do a
tractor division next year.
The town's floats was the best, I think, but we couldn't be judged for conflict of interest. But anyways, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.